know, in the first inning, his breaking balls were getting hit. He had good command of his fastball, and then in the second inning, just couldn't control it. He just kept running off the corner. So he knows he has to make some adjustments as far as mechanically to keep the ball on the plate. But
he said something interesting. He said usually he's a guy who throws every day, and that works for him. But yesterday, with the day off and knowing that you're going to have a lot of extra days off during the regular season, he didn't, just to sort of see how that works.
Well, who knows? Maybe that played into it. I know he was really frustrated with himself because he couldn't keep the ball on the plate. Now, he always has good movement, but usually he knows where it's going. It's early in spring for him, so not concerned. You know, the guy that keeps putting up zeros and really would have put up three if it wasn't the ball he got by Maxwell, too. So up to 97 today, throwing the ball where he wants to, real smooth delivery, using all his pitches. It's been really impressive. He's the one guy that's putting up zeros for us. Yeah, you know, it looked like he had pretty good stuff early on, and then just kind of lost it at the end. We went and got him because we didn't want him throwing any more than 25 pitches. So got off to a good start, just couldn't finish the inning.
Nice to see Piscotty get one.
Yeah, that was a bomb, too. I know we're not. It's not like we X amount of home runs we want to see from Murley, but he takes good BP. He's got a good approach. Whenever you hit a home run like that, you know, you're with a new team, it just makes it easier. Seems like to familiarize yourself with everybody. So I know he probably felt good about it. It was a good swing.
How was Chapman's BP?
Good. He's ready to go. So he'll be in there tomorrow. I know he's eager. So he'll probably have that tape on the bat just to cushion the ball a little bit. But he's ready to go.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.